welcome to the tripod. My name is Sam, and this is...
Basically. Hi, guys.
And today we're going to be ranking some technology, aka electronics.
Yeah. Like, the three that we're going to rank today is iPad Pro, MacBook, and...
Like, you one of those brick phones?
Yeah, the phones that are on the wall that are, like...
They're horrible. Spoiler alert.
So, yeah. So,
do you want to do the bad one first, or do you want to do the good ones first?
Let's say for last.
I'm sorry, your mic quality is just bad.
Okay.
You keep cutting off.
Save best for last.
Okay. So, let's talk about these brick phones.
Yeah. So, bad thing. Can't take it anywhere. It just sits on the wall.
Yeah. Put it in this little
piece of junk.
Yeah. Now, personally, I'm a fish, and I was born, like, 5-6 years ago, so I don't really know what this, what would you call it, brick phone? I don't know.
I'm a guy with a... Whatever, it's a wall phone.
I know, right? It's just some brick.
Yeah.
It's a brick you pick up, you put it on your ear, it's really uncomfortable, and you just talk to your friend or whatever. Back in the 80s.
Good thing is, it never dies. Like, phone batteries, they can die. You have to plug it in and stuff.
Yeah, but this brick phone only has one function. It's calling. And that's it. So what are you...
Okay. Terrible.
Yes, they're awful.
Next.
Sorry, it's kind of hard
MacBook.
Okay, so let's talk about the MacBooks now. So, personally, it's a very big step up to the brick phone.
It's huge.
I mean,
it is very hard.
Yeah, I can. And the battery dies fast.
Yes. I want... I have a MacBook. I charged it up to, and it was dead in like 2 minutes.
Oh wow! Good thing about the MacBook is you can call people on it, you can text people with it, and you can use the interweb.
Yeah.
Internet.
Yeah.
Okay, so you said best for last, right?
Yeah.
So, we kind of just jumped over these, the other two. But this one, we have to talk about. It's what?
Calculations.
Yes, we're going to talk about the iPad Pro. Hi, welcome back to the tripod. My name is Salmon.
And I'm Basically.
And
today, we're just going to be talking about the iPad. I already started this discussion earlier, but then we all had things to do, and we just had to end it after MacBook. Also, this was going to be super long, so we felt the idea to give you guys a chance to go to the bathroom.
Yes, perfect. It was an intermission, and everyone loves a good intermission, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, and if you haven't seen our other episode, go check that out. We talked about drawing and also compared Apex versus Fortnite.
Honestly, I think Apex won in the long run.
Yeah.
Alright, so basically, let's just do this. So, yeah. The iPad Pro.
Do not use basically as a word because I think you're using my name.
Excuse me, did you just ruin it all?
No, just keep going.
Oh. Anyway, the iPad Pro is one of the best one of the best iPad, or no, one of the best technology things ever. Because, like, come on. It's basically an iPhone X with a bigger screen and more stuff.
Also, it's called the iPad Pro.
Shoot, what did I say?
Keyword, Pro.
Yes. Wait, hang on. Are you saying that because I said something wrong?
Or are you just saying
that? Oh.
I'm saying that.
Okay, continuing. So, the iPad Pro, on your first thoughts, what comes to your mind when you think
Pro? Well, the first thing that comes to my mind when I think about the iPad Pro is, I want one.
Yeah, I'm using an iPad 9.7 inch, and I really like this iPad so far. It's just very enjoyable.
All electronics are enjoyable.
Yeah. Basically,
pretty much.
Pretty much, the iPad Pro is like an iPad, but it's a full screen display. It doesn't have a home button, and I mean, come on, it's a new iPad. Who doesn't like that?
Yeah, it's all new, all screen, and all powerful.
I know. I've
designed and packed with most advanced technology, and it will make you rethink what iPad is capable of.
I know.
And what a computer is capable of.
Yes, my grandfather actually has the first iPad, and comparing that to the iPad Pro, there's just, oh boy,
much of a difference.
I know, the difference is just insanity.
Yeah. And don't forget, it has the computer attachment. You can get a keyboard for it.
Yes, you can. I totally forgot. Yeah.
So this should get rid of computers.
Yeah, just make it an iPad.
Yeah.
And plus, if you don't want the computer thing, you can just use an iPad. And plus, it of course is compatible with the pen for your drawing needs.
Yes.
Which, let's just talk about the pen for a second. With the iPad Pro, it's kind of magnetic. So you can take the pen and it will be on your iPad to charge, like at the side of it. I think that's pretty nifty.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I said just pretty nifty.
Yeah, so basically it's a good piece of technology. That's why we say it's the best.
It is the best thing Apple has come out with since the iPhone X.
I know, right? Did you hear the news that they're actually going to make iPad X?
Brain explosion.
I know. Basically, all you gotta do to make some money is take the iPhone X, which is $1,000, by the way, stretch the screen out and make it an iPad.
Or go home, get an iPhone X, get a fat lady to sit on it. Now it's an iPad.
Oh, yes. So, basically, that's about the iPad Pro. Final thoughts? It's great.
Final thoughts are, if you have enough money for it and can afford this, you should definitely go get one.
Yeah, unless you don't like iPads and you want a phone.
Unless you don't like iPads and are a total noob, then
just go buy a phone.
Yeah.
Anyway,
We will be making an episode later about comparing the iPad Pro and the iPad X when it comes out.
Yes, eventually, when that happens.
Yes.
So, thank you for listening.
Yeah, and who knows? Apple could do what they did with the iPhone XR. Make an iPhone XS Max, and then just downsize to an iPhone XR.
Yeah. Attention. Thank you for listening to The Tripod. If you would like to listen to any of our other episodes, or the one we have right now, please go to our profile. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.